When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." The thing that stands out in my mind, at least now, about this scripture, is that when Simon saw who Jesus was and what Jesus could do, and he began to compare himself to Jesus, it was when he uttered, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord." Did you know that is the normal, natural, and biblical way to see yourself in the presence of Jesus? And I am also astonished at this. Jesus never made one attempt to tell him that he was a good man anyway. He was just having a bad day. There's no psychological approach from the lips of Jesus to the man. He didn't say, "Oh, no, you're not a sinful man. You really are good. You've had a tough life and you're trying to get it together." He never psychoanalyzed Peter and told him to look within. He never said, "Don't see yourself that way," because he was that way. And Jesus knew he was that way. He was a sinful man. That's the message of the cross. We're not good people. We are not good people. We are not discovering our potential as a human race. We are sinners. Jesus does not come to this world. He didn't come then and he doesn't come now to tell man to look deep within and discover who he can be. Jesus came to expose man to the truth and the light, thus saying, "You're right about that. You are a sinful man. But I died on a cross." I'm going to make this so elementary this morning. I died on a cross so that sinful people could become believers, so that I could give them my holiness and righteousness. And if it's preached any other way, it isn't the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sinners need a Savior. Jesus is a Savior. People are sinners. And it's just normal. I don't care how long you've been a Christian, that you want to fall down flat on your face and say, "Lord, depart from me." Not forsake me, not leave me, but "Lord, something as beautiful and holy as you are does not deserve to be in the presence of something as ugly and lowly as I am."